This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, we were looking at the power of the blood of the Lamb, which enables us to overcome the devil. Who is this devil? In Revelation 12:9, it describes him as the great dragon, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He is also referred to in verse 10 as the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night. The late William Newell, in his book on Revelation, writes, "The great dragon, the old serpent, his hideous character and malignant, poisonous deceit as God sees it, he that is called the devil, slanderer, and Satan, God's absolute adversary and ours, the deceiver of the whole world." What a list! It appears from this portion of Revelation that he has access to God and accuses Christians before him until the battle between Satan and Michael and their supporting angels, in which Satan is defeated and cast out of heaven. His accusations, however, can't stand, because we have an advocate, none other than Jesus Christ, who pleads our case on the basis of his victory on Calvary. There is coming a day when that charade will be over. So whenever you feel that Satan is discouraging you by accusing you before God, by bringing up your failures and sins, remember to affirm your faith in the blood of the Lamb. Testify to the fact that you have trusted in Christ's sacrifice as the basis of your forgiveness for all your sins, past, present, and future. Thank God for Christ's great victory on the cross. This will restore your fellowship with God, and you will overcome the devil.